The trial of Zacharias Moussaoui has been delayed for months because of a dispute between defense lawyers and government prosecutors. The two sides disagree on whether Mr. Moussaoui has a right to call detained al-Qaeda terror suspects as witnesses, people his court-appointed lawyers claim will clear him of all involvement in the September 11th attacks. Georgetown University law professor David Cole has been following the closely watched case and outlines what's at issue.
The evidence is essentially evidence from the mastermind of the 9/11 attack, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and from the person who was the go-between between Moussaoui and the al-Qaeda leadership, such as it was, both of whom have said Moussaoui was not the 20th hijacker.
A reference to the 19 other hijackers who died when planes slammed into the Pentagon, the World Trade Center, and a field in Pennsylvania. Judge Leonie Brinkma has sided with the Moussaoui defense, ruling the French Moroccan has the right to question other suspected terrorists if that information could clear him of a crime for which he could be put to death. But government prosecutors are refusing to produce Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and other witnesses being held overseas by the U.S. military as enemy combatants. The Justice Department argues allowing such people to testify in open court would possibly enable them to reveal classified information that would damage U.S. national security. Frank Dunham is a federal public defender who was handling the case of Yasser Hamdi, a man the United States has classified as an enemy combatant who was captured in Afghanistan.
The Constitution requires the government, if it has evidence favorable to a defendant in a case it brought, to bring that evidence forward and to make it available to the defendant.
If that access is denied, the Moussaoui defense wants the court to dismiss the charges against their client.
I don't know how the executive branch can ask have a man executed and at the same time hold back information that could prove his innocence. It seems to me that the government's in control of this situation and they have to decide which national interest is more paramount, the intelligence information from the detainees or seeking the death penalty for Moussaoui. They can't do both and perform their constitutional obligations in this situation.
Surprisingly, federal prosecutors agree with Mr. Moussaoui's lawyers in wanting to see the case dismissed, but for quite different reasons. A dismissal would allow the Justice Department to take the case to an appeals court, which has a reputation for ruling in favor of the government in cases involving sensitive national security issues. The next move will likely be transferring the Moussaoui case to a military tribunal. Attorney David Rifkin served as a Justice Department prosecutor during the first Bush administration.
This case, to me, really proves the wisdom we need to have a military justice system, because our civilian justice system is just not suited to dealing with those types of issues. Because These are not garden variety crimes. These are not rape, murders, bank robberies, and assaults.
In fact, prosecutors have strongly suggested that if the case against the only person charged in the United States with involvement in the September 11th attacks cannot be tried in criminal court, Zacharias Moussaoui would in fact be declared an enemy combatant and placed before a military tribunal where his rights as a defendant would be far more limited. Nick Simeone, VOA News in Washington.